it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, 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 you're on with Sulfur Lines Exposed with Colorado Ron and Bubba Da Vinci, brought to you each week by Backwoods Home Magazine. Hey, Colorado, how you doing this week?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. You know, coming off of another cold week. I mean, it's week one week to the next. Everything's always cold, cold, cold. I took a lot of what Jackie Clay said to heart last week and started making my lists to get prepared for spring. I think it was a lot of good information.
Well, good, good. Yeah, I've got I also took some of her advice to heart, and I've got my seeds germinating as we speak, and I'm down here actually in Texas wrapping up some details for our upcoming event.
Oh, that's awesome! You couldn't just rub it in, last week with saying, "Okay, we're back to looking at Texas property," but you actually had to jump on a plane and go to Texas.
Oh no, I drove.
Oh, that's right. You're in the Lexus, so you had to roll down to Texas.
That's right.
And rub it in and
enjoy the warmth down here.
Oh, brother. All right. Well, say hi to the warm Texas weather for me.
Will do.
All right. So. So speaking of, you're down there in Texas getting ready, getting some stuff together for our expo, which happens in April, last week of April 26th and 27th,
yep,
at the Arlington Convention Center, which this year we actually have a title sponsor, which is
Daily Bread.
Daily Bread, our good friends over there at Daily Bread.
Yes, so if you're listening to this, please go to SelfRelianceExpo.com and sign up for a chance to win a 90-day food supply. Awesome. Thank you, Daily Bread, for doing that.
Wow. Okay, what is this? I remember you mentioning it last week. That's right. You can go
90.
To SelfRelianceExpo. Exposed. No, no,
no,
that's not.
No, SelfRelianceExpo.com.
Not SelfRelianceExposed, are you sure?
SelfRelianceExpo.com. And right there on the front page, Daily Bread's got a little, we got their little logo there, and it says to put in their email address to enter to win a 90-day supply of food storage. So they are giving away a 90-day supply of food storage for both of our events this year.
Very cool. And that's, believe it or not, guys, that's a lot of food.
It is. It is.
And that's not cheap either. That's a hell of a prize.
Right. And another thing you can do is go to dailybread.com. If you've never sampled their food, go to dailybread.com and you can sign up and actually get a mailed-in sample.
Yeah, that's always cool about them. I don't, I can't speak, with any sort of authority on whether or not the other companies do it, but I do know, and I can say, that the first person that ever told me about getting a sample was Daily Bread.
Yep.
And we deal with a lot of different food companies, and I can't remember anybody else saying, hey, let me know what you want, and we'll send you a sample. But the very first time we met them, they said, hey, you can go ahead, you can email us, and we send a sample right out to you. I think that's a very cool thing.
I agree, and that's the best way to do it. I mean, why not send a sample of your food? And if it sells itself, then you're done, right? And so you don't have to worry about, doing all this selling and trying to get stuff sold. Gives people a chance to taste it, gives people a chance to sample it, how easy it is to cook and prepare. So, hey, why not? Send it out there and call it good.
Yep, I agree. I agree. Now, talking about different food vendors and everything else, I mean, last week we mentioned that our guest today is a little bit odd for us. And actually, we met, I can't remember. Did we meet Brian or did we meet Darren?
We met Brian.
Okay, we met Brian at the Self-Reliance Expo in Mesa, Arizona last year.
Yep.
And he came and talked to us and said that he was looking at doing an event in California, and I know Colorado spent time with him, and we encourage other people to go ahead and do these expos.
Yeah, look, we can't be everywhere, and we don't want to be everywhere. We don't want to be in California, to be honest. We would love to come out there and support California residents, but I just don't want to deal with government bureaucrats.
That's right. I agree. And, you know, when and so it was kind of funny. We got an email from Jeff from Backwoods Home, and he said, "Hey, we're talking to these guys from Prepare to Endure Expo out in California. They said they met you guys, and you guys were very, very nice, and we're hoping that they could, you know, get some promotion on our radio show." And, you know, I think most people would automatically go, "Well, why would you promote another brand?" And we were like, "Sure, bring them on." And, you know, and we will be talking to – I don't know if we're talking to Brian and Darren today. I know we are talking for sure to Darren.
Darren, yeah.
And Brian and Darren are two brothers basically are very passionate about, you know, preparing their families and friends and trying to get people in the right mindset, which is exactly what we are. And so we're excited to talk to them today about what they're doing and how they got into it. But additionally, later on this afternoon, their keynote speaker is Cade Courtley. And Cade Courtley is a former Navy SEAL and host of Spike TV's Surviving Disaster. And he's also an author of a new book called The SEAL Survival Guide. And they made the introduction so we could talk to him later this afternoon. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yep, same here. Me too.
So I think we should probably give these boys a call so we don't keep them waiting too long. Oh, and then after we talk to Cade, we'll do the Homestead Hunter and then let Colorado go bask in his Texas sun. And hopefully get a bad sunburn. All right, so you ready, Colorado?
Let's do it.
Let's take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back from the break, we will we'll give hopefully Brian and Darren a call. All right?
Yep.
Talk to you in one commercial.
If everything you eat comes out of boxes stored in your freezer, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo. If you're afraid to take out your own garbage because the neighbor kids might beat you up, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo.
Over 50 training classes are coming to the Self-Reliance Expo. This family-friendly event focuses on traditional values and long-forgotten skills. Gardening, alternative home building, off-grid living, food preservation, cooking with the sun, self-defense classes, canine demos, and more.
If you can kill a houseplant just by looking at it, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo.
The Self-Reliance Expo is fun for the whole family and is the largest of its kind in the nation. Learn how to do it yourself. Learn how to defend yourself. Save money. Save a life.
If the only screwdriver you own is made of orange juice and vodka, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo.
It's the Self-Reliance Expo, coming soon. Find out more by going to SelfRelianceExpo.com. That's SelfRelianceExpo.com.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just a conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
All right, guys, you are back with Self-Reliance Exposed with Colorado Ron, Bubba DaVinci, brought to you by Backwoods Home Magazine. All right, we are going to attempt to give the Pain Boys a call. You know, it's kind of funny. They're prepared to endure their last name's Pain. I was thinking about that earlier. It's kind of like, yeah, that's very funny. Okay.
So. I'm glad you were able to entertain yourself.
Yeah, I do that often. All right. So let's give Darren a call on his phone. I like how much faster it's ringing now.
Yes.
This is Darren.
Hey, Darren. You're speaking to Colorado Ron and Bubba DaVinci from Self-Reliance Exposed. How are you doing today?
Fine, great.
Good, good. So things going well in sunny California?
Yeah, terrific. Dealing with the wind.
Dealing with the wind. Now, you and Brian, are you guys based in Bakersfield where you guys are doing your event, or are you based someplace else?
Yeah, we both live in Bakersfield. We wanted to have the event local. You know, it's a community-focused event, so we wanted to start there.
That's awesome. Now, we got lucky and met Brian in Arizona last year when we were doing our Self-Reliance Expo, and he had said...
Well, I wouldn't call it lucky.
No, that's a true brother right there. That's a true brother.
It's actually, you guys are getting two for the price of one. We're both here for you guys.
Hey, all right. How's it going, Brian?
Wonderful. Thanks, guys.
Sorry. Go ahead, Bubba.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, short of some guy going nuts shooting cops today, probably it's all over Fox News, terrible. Short of those quacks, we're doing okay out here in California.
Good. Yeah, we heard about that. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like we can't get a break nowadays.
I know it. And then this other guy out in, where was that, where he had a bunker and had that kid in the bunker for 5 days. That just, I mean, just gives us all a bad name, and it just really just tears on my heartstrings.
Yeah, and that one didn't end well. I mean, luckily the child was okay, but it just didn't do...
Yeah.
Didn't do.
Thank God.
And the thing is, and that's a good place to start, Brian. It's, you know, we've been doing these Self-Reliance Expos for a while now, and we've grown them. But you know, it seems like for people who want to help other people like you and Darren do, there's so much adversity out there because every time you turn around, there's always a new story about some nut, one person that goes out there and does something like this. And really puts casts a bad shadow over all the good things that people try to do.
Absolutely, it's really discouraging when you tell a friend or family member that's unfamiliar with prepping, that's what they go to first in their mind, and it just leaves such a bad taste. It's unfortunate. I can't describe it any other way.
Now, how long have you two been preppers?
So we've kind of had the mindset instilled in us through our father. I mean, he's a great man, a Vietnam vet, and you know, he really kind of learned and adopted the self-reliant lifestyle early on. And you know, so he's really the source of our inspiration, and he instilled kind of the mindset and the attitude that we have. But just recently, we really said, hey, let's move it from a something personal that we're doing for our family, and building our preps up to make us feel better and be more prepared. We wanted to move that to a community focus because that's kind of one thing that we learned once we started doing the research and once we started really talking to people. It's not just you against the world. It is community, and we said, geez, well, what can we do locally? And so. You know, we really got a lot of inspiration from you guys and just, you know, want to thank you for what you guys are doing. It looks like it's catching on. We're getting some really great reception and just being just really well received from our community on Bakersfield, California.
That's really great. And you guys will be able to draw from quite a ways. For people that don't know where Bakersfield is, you guys are basically in the breadbasket of California, the Central California. Well, it used
yeah,
to be the
that's
bread
exactly
basket.
Right. Yeah, you're right. It used to be the breadbasket, and you know, we've got a lot of oil, we've got a lot of agriculture, and you know, Bakersfield is certainly growing, and we're close enough to L.A. and those other areas. Of course, Fresno is up above us a couple hours. L.A. is about an hour, hour and a half south to us. So we do. We've got some significant populations to draw on. And, you know, there's not a ton of resources out here in California for preppers. So really this is kind of the reason that we did this, because when we started out, and by no means are we experienced preppers. I mean, I don't even know if you ever get to that sort of level that you expect to. But, you know, it's the one thing that we found is, like, there is so much information that when you first start out, it's totally overwhelming. And I kind of wonder if it ever, you know, gets to the point where, you know, new preppers are just so overwhelmed that they just don't know where to start and maybe throw up their hand. So, you know, probably the same motivation for you guys. We just wanted to kind of create a one area, one place where folks can go and really just sort of educate themselves and, you know, and get in touch with, you know, the latest products from all these awesome vendors.
Now, I have to ask you a question. You know, the central California area, the last, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years, has gotten hit pretty hard. I mean, with water problems and things like that. It would seem like this is probably a perfect time for people in that area to, you know, really, really adapt the prepping lifestyle, because it just doesn't seem like you know what's going to happen next there. I mean, have you guys seen a lot of recovery in Central California from you know, last time I went drove through there, which was last year,
a
lot of the orchards that I remember when I was younger growing through there were completely gone, all tore up or just dead.
Yeah. So we did get hit hard with, you know, with the real estate boom. I mean, once it busted hard, and it hit people hard. It's still hitting people hard. But in terms of farming, really, they are thriving right now. The farmers are thriving, and it does really kind of perpetuate a preparedness lifestyle, because you don't know what's going to happen. And I think the community, even though we're surrounded, you know, we're near LA and everything else, and we of course know the stigma there. Bakersfield is a really unique little pocket where the sheriff, Donnie Youngblood, he made this kind of a right to carry or right to issue CCWs. County. So he issues CCWs, and he really kind of believes in, you know, self-protection. And that's really encouraging to me. That's one of the reasons why I've stayed in Kern County. But overall, you know, we do share the same ideals and values with a lot of the same, folks in Bakersfield. And I had no idea kind of how many people there were, in kind of the prepping community until I started doing this. People are just coming out of the woodworks. Amazing. This group, CalCERT, their community emergency resource directory, and they're doing the same thing. Hey, what can we do locally? So that they're building this magazine with all of these resources for, you know, emergencies and natural disasters and such. And these folks have really just, you know, provided so many resources for us and plugged us into, you know, a lot of different people that we may have not known otherwise. So kind of once we put this out there, we really realized that there are so many preppers in and around Bakersfield, and we're just excited to do this.
You know, that's great. You know, that's really great to hear, because we get emails all the time with people asking us to bring an expo out to that area. So I'm pretty excited to hear that there's one getting done out there. We've just had a tough time convincing ourselves to get out there, just because of all the, you know, it seems like there's always some hoops you got to jump through when you're dealing with California that you don't have to usually deal with everywhere else.
That's right. Yeah, isn't there a big kind of push between California and Texas right now?
Yeah.
I think I think Texas is actually pretty smart. They're marketing directly to our businesses and saying, come on out, y'all. I mean, and who can blame them? Really, who can blame them? That they're really kind of tugging on a lot of people, and they're hearing the messages. I heard something the other day about maybe 1,100 people from California moving to Texas daily.
Well, you know something? It's like getting a 20% raise on your pay. Because it's a tax-free state.
Yeah. Yeah, and we hear you, you know, but hey, you know, our family here in California, and what do they say? You know, if you're going to start something, you know, if you're going to help your community, start where you live. So that's what we're doing.
Well, and we appreciate that, and we're happy to be part of this and help you guys out and promote it any way we can. And we think you guys have your hearts in the right places, so that's really good.
Thanks, guys.
Now, you know, go ahead, Colorado.
Oh, I was just going to ask how's it shaping up, the event, as far as you know, getting the vendors out there and getting the message getting the message out. You guys, it looks like you guys are going to have a pretty good size event.
Absolutely. We're expecting over 80 vendors, and it's surprising the support and momentum we're getting even so early on before the event even starts. You know, major vendors are already signing on, speakers. Half the time, we're not even reaching out anymore. People are calling us. And
nice.
You wouldn't think it is, being in California. You know, it's not such a bad rep. And, you know, there are preppers. I think they just kind of keep it to themselves.
Yeah, they definitely do. We've got some folks, you know, of course, the Atlas Survival Shelter folks will be there. We've got the Behemoth Survival Truck. It's funny, I don't know, you guys may have seen it. He was on a recent episode of our favorite channel, or our favorite show, Doomsday Preppers.
Yeah.
But this guy Jim, he's got it's from SurvivorStuff.com, and he built this truck. I think he put in like $200,000 or $300,000, and it's really crazy. So what he's done with this truck is ridiculous. So I think he could be self-sustaining for maybe 2 years for him and like 12 people or something like that. Anyway, he calls this truck Rosie. But it was in a conversation I had recently, the Doomsday Prepper folks said, well, you know, Rosie isn't kind of a very cool name. I mean, look at this truck. It's like, it's huge. Let's call it like Colossus or something. He's like, no. You know, I call it Rosie because pretty much the truck is so badass, you can call it whatever you want.
Nice.
So anyway, they did sort of, I guess, nickname it the Behemoth on the show, but I think Jim would be proud that I'm calling it Rosie.
Well, very cool. Now let me ask, you're looking at having 80 vendors out there, and your show is in June. I have to ask, that's an incredibly hot time of year. I mean, hopefully you're going to be able to draw the big crowds out there in that time of year.
Yeah, we're not too worried about June in Bakersfield. It definitely is going to be short and t-shirt weather, but you know, everybody in Bakersfield expects that. You know, the building that we're in is 20,000 square feet, and it is cooled. So I guess, you know, it should take the edge off there. But, yeah, you know, it is kind of an X factor. But and looking back last June, it didn't get really hot until, you know, the end of June. So, yeah, we'll see. It's certainly an X factor, but we don't expect it to deter crowds. Yeah, so we'll see.
Very cool. Well, we've been looking at your list. We know that our old friends Doc Bones and Nurse Amy are going to be coming out there and doing their classes. That's awesome. They
well, Yeah, I just got to tell you, we're so excited about having these guys involved. Because I did the course at your Mesa show, and so for those that don't know, they do a kind of a field medicine course. Really, this was kind of a wound closure course. You kind of learn which wounds to close, which wounds not to close, and then certain, you know, suturing techniques. And you do it all on a pig's foot. You know, it costs a little, you know, money, but it costs them money to, you know, procure the pig's foot and all of the suture and instruments. So, I mean, best $50 I spent by far, because the skills that you learn from those guys was incredible. That was awesome, and those guys are incredibly knowledgeable.
Yeah, we love Joe and Amy. They're family. So we're always good when they come out there and they get to do some of this stuff. Now, excitingly, also is you have Kate Courtley, who is a former Navy SEAL and author of the SEAL Survival Guide, and he's your keynote speaker.
He is. Yeah. We reached out to Kate, and man, I don't have enough good things to say about this guy. He's so humble and very, very open and willing, and he kind of embraces the community that we all are in. You guys have kind of embraced us. He's embraced us, and it's amazing. It really is. I mean, this guy not only is the ex-Navy SEAL, but I guess what's pretty unique is he went to sniper school. Most SEALs don't actually go, you know, to sniper school, and he's an expert sniper. So the guy is the real deal. He did a few things on TV. He was the host of Spike TV's Surviving Disaster, and a few other things, I think. But don't let, you know, that deter you, because this guy is awesome. He's a great speaker and is the real deal.
He's no Bear Grylls, right?
No, he's no Bear Grylls. This guy he doesn't have camera crews following around and making sure that he's well nourished.
Good. That's funny. You know, hey, I'd like to put this out there. Hopefully Bubba agrees. But you know, if you guys are interested, you know, people that come to our expo are coming from all over the country, and if you guys are interested, we'd love to extend an invitation for you guys to come out to our Arlington event in April. And promote your event if you'd like.
We would love the opportunity. You guys are way too generous, but we will take you up on that offer. That's incredible. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, please do come out and do a presentation and hell, even set up a booth, and that way you can promote what you're doing out there. The prepping community is all about word of mouth. And if we can, if we can help you get the word out there, and so some of the Texans can tell their California brethren that you have an event going out there, maybe we can help a few more people. So by all means,
there you go.
Good call, Colorado.
Thanks.
Something, guys, we really appreciate you doing this. Colorado said, last year we stretched ourselves and did 5 events. And even at 5 events that we didn't cover is nearly as much space as people asked us to. And quite frankly, the show that you went to in Arizona was kind of a disappointment. It was a last-minute throw-up for us. And,
we had to compete with the political advertising. That's what killed us. We couldn't get – it was really tough finding any advertising that was even available.
Well, but even more –
Yeah, like election season, yep.
Yeah, but even more than that, we were just damn bone-weary tired. we have regular jobs, and we're dragging our families around, and we're doing things, and we do it because we love it, and we really want to help people, but also run a profitable business, and we get hundreds and hundreds of emails saying, please do one here. We get tons from California, And we're just glad that there's a couple of upstanding gentlemen who are going to go out there and try to do this. And so we appreciate you guys putting out the effort, and the guys from our parent group for this radio show, Backwoods Home Magazine, couldn't say enough about you guys. So we're just happy to be able to help you guys out.
Yeah, thanks again, guys. Yeah, Jeff and Dave were really instrumental in making this happen. And again, just so overwhelmed with how everybody helps everybody in this industry. And really, we are, even though spread out nationwide and abroad, it is a very tight-knit community, and we're feeling that. And we just want to thank you guys. We certainly appreciate it. Your generosity is unmatched, and we hope it helps to draw some folks out to Bakersfield.
Well, we will do what we can do with our Facebook pages and the radio show. And we'd like to invite you guys back to come back like the first week of every month and give us an update, like, maybe 10 or 15 minutes on each show, and just tell us what new stuff you've got going on, and we can see what we can do.
We'd love the opportunity.
And while you're out there, while you come out to Arlington, you can see how Bubba runs an event, and that way you can know what not to do, what.
Oh, ow.
No. He
Now be careful, you don't want him to turn that crossbow in the wrong direction.
Well, I was just going to say, you notice the only event that we didn't have full participation in is the one that I didn't run.
Something.
I'm glad you guys are doing it. You guys are brothers, and you guys are doing it, because Colorado and I, our families, we're like one big family with Doc Bones and Nurse Amy and everything else. And the only way you're going to succeed in doing this and really make it good is if it comes from the right place, which it sounds like it does from you, and you've got the support of your family and some like-minded people around you, and then you can't help but succeed. So good for you guys for trying to get out there and do it.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. You're absolutely right. You got to come from the right place, and you got to have the full support of your family. Without that, it's you're struggling. You're pushing against unwilling people, and it's difficult to prepare if your friends and family aren't in the same mindset.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, we got to go ahead and get going. We're happy to talk to you guys, and we're going to give Cade here a call here in a few minutes, because we know he's got a TV show to get to. So
he's going to be a lot more interesting than we are. That guy's awesome, and we can't say enough about him. You guys, thanks a lot. Have a great interview and a great show. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Bye now.
Hey, that sounds like a great group of guys there.
Yeah. So we were talking to both Darren and Brian Payne, and they are the owners and operators of the new show that will be coming out to Bakersfield, California, called Prepare to Endure Expo. And that will be on June 8th and 9th at Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. We wish them the best, and I hope they take us up on our offer, and to come out to the show, because – like you said, neither one of us want to get anywhere near Bakersfield or California. let me take that back. Whoop, bring it back. We're happy to come out to Bakersfield and eat your food and hang out and do all that other stuff. We wouldn't want to operate an event in California.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm not even interested remotely. We've had so many requests to come out there too, so I'm glad these guys are doing it.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Colorado, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will give Cade Courtley a call, former Navy SEAL and author of the SEAL Survival Guide. How's that sound to you?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right.
Hi, this is Jay Steven Stoller for Backwoods Home Magazine. If you like the program you're listening to right now, consider subscribing to Backwoods Home Magazine. Call 1-800-835-2418. Or go to www.backwoodshome.com and click on the subscribe button. Every issue of Backwoods Home Magazine is over 100 pages, packed with solid self-reliance advice by experts who tell you how to survive in these unpredictable times. Call 1-800-835-2418.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Inflatable Pink Gorilla Maker.
Mr. Giant Inflatable Pink Gorilla Maker.
The automotive industry's most convincing marketing tool, the giant gas-filled pink gorilla.
Such a big monkey.
Factory rebates, 0% financing. Poppycock, nothing sells cars like a helium happy primate.
You said it, brother.
Why a gorilla? Because who'd buy a car from a dealer with a giant inflatable hamster?
Not gonna buy it.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh king of the automotive jungle. When we say you're the greatest, we're not just blowing hot air.
Mr. Giant Inflatable Pink Gorilla Maker.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, Fort Collins, Colorado.
All right, welcome back to Self-Reliance Exposed with Colorado Ron and Bubba DaVinci, and brought to you by Backwoods Home Magazine. Hey, Colorado. All right, well, that was a good conversation with the guys from Prepare to Endure.
Yeah, I wish them luck. I hope everything works out great for them.
So, you know, we don't have anything going on with June, and I love getting out to California. We should maybe just go pop into Bakersfield.
You know what? I think so. That would be fun. Let's plan on that.
And then we can walk around and start collecting names and you know, and do what they do at, you know, it's kind of funny, guys. This isn't any insult to anybody. Everybody does it at everybody else's show. Everybody pops in, looks around, checks things out, hands out business cards. Yeah, we typically don't do it because we're the big show. You know,
yeah.
So, but we welcome everybody, and we welcome the guys to our show in Arizona. And so, and we're glad that they're getting theirs off the ground because, quite frankly, I don't know if I'd ever want to do a show in California.
Yeah, you know, and that's how I feel. I just, I've had such problems with California and all the legalities and unions and taxes, and I just, I'm just not even interested.
Yeah, I don't even know if I can legally go back into that state. But that's a whole different story. Anyway, so, yeah, let's wrap up the show with one last interview. We're going to give a call to Cade Courtley. And Cade is going to be the keynote speaker at the Prepare to Endure show. And this guy sounds pretty cool. He is a former Navy SEAL. He is also the host of Spike TV's Surviving Disaster and the author of SEAL Survival Guide. And so, you know, I think this is going to be a very interesting conversation, Colorado.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so Cade is waiting patiently at the other end of these magical lines that we call telephones, and we will try giving him a call. So let's see what happens here.
This is Kate.
Hey, Cade, this is Colorado Ron and Bubba DaVinci from Self-Reliance Exposed. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, not a problem. How's our connection, first off? I'm on the road.
You know something? You're fine. We can tell you're on a mobile phone, but other than that, you're coming in loud and clear.
Awesome. All right.
So, you know, first off, you know, congratulations. Like, we hear that you're going to be the keynote speaker at the Prepare to Endure show in June.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Now, you've got quite the colorful history. You are a former Navy SEAL, and you are also the host of Spike TV's Surviving Disaster. Is that correct?
Yeah, that show, however, is no longer on. But it was it aired 1 year in 2011, and then Discovery International bought it, and they re-aired it in about 150 different countries.
Very cool. And then you have a current book out that's called SEAL Survival Guide?
Yeah, that's correct. It came out December 4th of last year. Published by Simon & Schuster.
Very cool. Actually, I was just looking at the book on Amazon.com, and it has some very good recommendations, so I'm looking forward to picking it up.
Outstanding.
So tell us a little bit about how you got into doing the training, because you own the SEAL Survival. Is it a school?
SEAL Survival actually is kind of, it's not technically a school. It started with the book, and also now there's product line, a series of go bags, and then also we're getting ready to start doing weekend seminars to include speaking engagements and training, actually.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, can you tell us a little bit about your bag? It's called the Go Bag Alpha, correct?
That's correct. Go Bag Alpha, basically, for anybody who doesn't know what a go bag is, it's essentially that bag that you have under your bed, you've got it in your car, you have it at work, and it's that thing when, you know, everything goes wrong and you've only got a couple of seconds, you grab that thing and you go, and then you should be able to live out of that for 24 to 72 hours. And now what's unique about mine is it's the only one on the market that has an integrated power supply. So anything that takes a USB, you can recharge multiple times. It's got an integrated LED light that you can see for over a mile. It's got its own water bladder. It's got an amazing three-day, two-person first aid kit. It's got fire starting material. And it's got a copy of my book, which is important if you're out there. And, you can check these things out on, SEALSurvival.com.
SEALSurvival.com. That's interesting. Yeah, this is Colorado Ron here. I'm always interested in a new go bag, especially, one that's better than the one I already have. And this one sounds like it's pretty interesting. Now, how long did it take to get something like this put together and get it to market?
You know what? We fast-tracked this thing. Initially, the book wasn't supposed to hit the shelves until this month. And the publisher, they saw it, they read it, and they're like, you know what? We want to get this thing out before Christmas. And my whole goal was to get the product available the same day the book hit the shelf. So definitely fast-tracked things with designing the bag itself and talking to the different folks who have included their equipment in it as part of the entire package. And we pulled it off. I mean, right now we are doing pre-orders because manufacturing is that's a whole different code to crack. But we will be delivering the first batch of Survival Go Bag Alphas early March.
Awesome. Hey, congratulations on that. You know, how long were you a SEAL for, if you don't mind me asking?
I was 9 years active duty and got out a couple of months before 9/11. And after that happened, I wanted to get back in the game, so I ended up doing it as a security contractor for the agency, and I did that up until last summer.
Okay. Now, where do you reside now? What state do you reside?
Right now, I call Boulder, Colorado, my home.
Oh, well, heck, I'm just right down the road. I'm up in Longmont.
Oh, nice. You know what? I spent first 8 years of my life in Longmont, raised there, before we moved to Boulder.
I'll be darned.
Small world.
Yeah, small world. We'll have to get together and have lunch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm all about lunch. You'll see why when you see me. But yeah, So you have an opportunity to go out and do these guest speaking engagements and these keynote engagements. What is your main message besides the 72 hour or the go bag? Besides the go bag, what's your main message that you're trying to deliver here?
Well, I would say it's very similar to how I set the book up. And before I get into anything as far as, hey, you're in an avalanche, you need to do this, home invasion, I spend the first portion of the book talking about changing your mindset. And, you know, instead of saying this will never happen to me, you say, when this happens to me, what am I going to do? And I talk about becoming more situationally aware. You know, put your phone in your pocket. You're in a public place. Look around. You're surrounded by strangers. And then I go into other elements about becoming physically and mentally tougher, pushing your comfort zone. And if you have that sort of a foundation, you will be so much more prepared when you find yourself in an emergency situation or in some type of, you know, natural disaster, because you already have the foundation. Your brain's working, you're prepared for this, and then you move forward with sort of your checklist of what to do based on the situation.
Nice. Now, the you know, how long is your presentation for? Is it about an hour presentation, or?
I would say it's a little shy of that, more around 45 minutes, and then I really, you know, really enjoy the opportunity to reach out and just answer questions that people have.
Now, do you do hands-on classes?
You know what? We're putting that together right now. We're going to essentially start doing nationwide weekend seminars where I'll come in and I'll do a lot of the introduction and stuff, and then I will just turn some of my SEAL buddies loose. And like I say, we're in the process of putting that together right now. We want to have that up and running by the summer and hitting three or four major cities a month with that.
Nice, nice. So let me ask you this. You know, a lot of people kind of get out and you know, the prepping survival business is huge right now.
It is.
But it's also very fractured and scattered. I mean, if you had to say this is my overall goal for the company, what would you say that you're trying to get done with SEAL Survival?
Well, look, my mission statement is this: we will get anybody ready for anything. We will equip and train anybody to survive anything, with an emphasis on urban disaster and violence. And that's essentially, you know, what we're trying to do here. That, you know, they're the TV shows and the folks out there that, you know, they'll teach you how to survive in the middle of a desert somewhere in Siberia. Well, how many Americans are going to find themselves in that situation? But how many Americans essentially will find themselves in a shopping mall and they start hearing gunfire, or they wake up at 3 a.m. because somebody's just kicked down their door? That's what I want to try and emphasize on. I want to help out as many people as I can using a lot of the technique and experience I learned in the SEALs, and then sort of augment that for what I call the common man.
Very cool. Do you have like a timeline on when you'll think you'll actually start putting out these sorts of classes? So I actually just went to your website, sealsurvival.com, and that's, for guys, that's S-E-A-L Survival, just to make sure everybody's got it. And I see your Go Bag Alpha, and I definitely see your book, which I just clicked on Amazon and purchased. And
awesome,
thank
you.
And I will make sure, I will do a book review on it and everything else, and hope to get I'll get you to sign at some point.
It'd be my pleasure.
We like to support our guys. And so when do you think you'll have some classes or something up here for people to take a look at and actually try?
Well, like I say, we were playing a little bit of catch up when the publisher said, hey, you know, we're putting this thing out 2.5 months early. So ideally this summer we've got the class schedule put together for when we're doing the seminars. But before that, I want to start getting some video shorts on there on the website, and just basically do one a week where people are getting 5 minutes of, hey, you're in this situation, this is what you need to do, and really start building that library.
Okay, very cool. And the I mean, what's your next step? I was very impressed, I have to say. I was just looking at some of the media outlets you've been on, and you've actually done quite a bit. You've already been on The Blaze, you've done Bonnie Hunt, you've done Fox and Friends.
Your timing is weird. The reason I'm talking to you from my truck is I'm heading down to Denver. I'm going to be on CNN tonight on Aaron Burnett's show in about an hour and a half, discussing this cop killer psycho out there in California.
California, right?
Yep.
Oh well.
So
it seems like you're on the right trajectory to kind of get in here and get this stuff done. I mean, I'm very impressed with what I see. We you know, because we run one of the larger expos out here, and we do them, and we did it with Glenn Beck last year. You know, we get all kinds of people that want to put these schools together, and I think you're one of the few qualified people I think we've talked to actually put something together. I'm glad you're actually doing it.
Well, hey, thank you very much. I, you know, about 3 years ago, when I was deciding, hey, which direction am I going to go with my life? What's the next chapter? And I did Surviving Disaster. And I said, you know what? I would love to be able to do a job where I'm helping people out. You know, the first 20 years of my life, I was taking lives. Now if I get the opportunity to save lives, that would be very cool. And my ultimate goal is to be the American face for survival. I want to put Bear Grylls into retirement.
Well, you don't have far to go there.
Exactly.
We are not Bear Grylls fans, so that's awesome
to hear. Oh, sorry. Oh, man. I don't even get me started. He's an entertaining guy, but you can only drink so much piss.
I am not about that at all. And I am glad to hear that. You know,
did you guys hear about his next book?
No.
Yeah, it's Bear Grylls War Stories. It's going to be about a paragraph.
Nice. I thought it would be the Bear Grylls best hotels to stay at.
Yeah, in between takes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, hey,
unbelievable.
I got a question for you. Being a Navy SEAL and just recently, the sad news, unfortunate news of Chris Kyle. What's your?
I was one of his instructors when he went through SEAL training, when he went through BUDS, and I can tell you this one hurt a lot more than most. It just it just didn't make any sense. You know when you're a SEAL, there's a chance you're going to die. That's just part of the deal. But this was no way for a warrior to go, and especially a warrior who was trying to help a fellow warrior cope with the situation. It just didn't make any sense. It's troubling and it hurts, to be honest with you.
I agree. It really stunk to hear the way it went, and unfortunately it did. I'm very curious to find out the reasoning behind this one. I usually kind of forget about these stories or kind of move on, and this one I've really been sticking to. I'd like to hear.
The more I'm hearing about it, the more I'm hearing that the individual that murdered him really wasn't in that kind of harsh sort of deployment. He didn't really see that kind of, disturbing action and stuff like that. So it's just, I don't know, man. The direction things are going, it's just, I'm not digging it at all. It's like a total lack of accountability and responsibility in these freaks.
Well, it almost sounds like it's a person who was trying to get their 15 minutes of fame, and unfortunately, his family had to suffer and everything else, and this guy's going to get the notoriety he wanted.
Well, there's an American hero that died last weekend, and the police folks, just prayers for his family.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we really appreciate your time. I know that you're heading down to Denver there, and I know what traffic's like this time of day. So.
I feel like I'm in Los Angeles right now. What happened?
I understand. So, hey, we really appreciate it. Good luck with your presentation. Good luck with tonight, and hopefully we'll be talking soon.
Hey, I'm happy to do it. Love to do it again, guys. You have a great evening.
All right, and I'm looking forward to getting this book this week. So you take care, Cade.
Awesome. Yeah, take care, guys.
All right. Well, that was Cade Courtly. I was going to say his name incorrectly again. And Cade, again, is a former Navy SEAL and wrote the SEAL Survival Guide, which is currently available on Amazon.com. And he will be the keynote speaker at Prepare to Endure. That was kind of cool. We gotta try to touch base with them again. It says my book will be here in 2 days, so I'll have that, I'll have that thing read by Wednesday of next week.
Oh, so, I wish I could read like that. I'm such a slow reader. I fall asleep, man. I start reading and poof, 10 minutes I'm out.
And poof. all right. Well, I won't get into your poofiness. So, all right. Let's really quick hit the Homestead Hunter.
Okay.
And then And then we'll go ahead and wrap up for the show. So last week we did a homestead hunter in East Texas, and this week you pulled another Texas property. So I think you're just trying to, you know, really, 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 really get on my nerves here and make me miss it. So instead of going east, you went south Texas. Well, it's not really south. You went south of Dallas.
South of Dallas. Yeah, this is really in DFW area. And the reason I did this is because, you know, a lot of us still want to commute to work or still need to commute to work. None of us want to, but some of us still need to drive to work. So I was looking for something that was in a major city but was unique. And so this one is one that I find unique.
Oh, this is unique. Okay.
Okay, so I'll read the description on this one, and we can take it from there.
Okay,
but
well,
this one says
Before you do, folks, you can find this link on www.facebook.com/ColoradoRonPage.
Yep.
And that's where you find them every single week. So, all right, go ahead, Colorado.
All right, so this one is in Lancaster, Texas, right off of Main Street. It says approximately 20 miles south of downtown Dallas, close to major roads, several city parks, Lions Club Park, and the Country View Club Park. Country View Golf Club. Property is located on a large creek lot with a path leading to an in-ground pool. This property will require some repairs. Looks like a lot of repairs. Will require some repairs, but has wonderful potential. And this one is listed at $80,000. Now, the reason I picked this one is it is, first of all, it's 5 acres. It's about 5 acres. And 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath. It looks like the home is boarded up, but it doesn't look too bad. It still looks – it looks like a project, but it doesn't look like it would take much to do. It looks like it needs a roof. It's going to need some – this one is going to need some work before you move into it. There are no pictures of the inside of this house. That was my only fear with picking this one. But the reason I still picked it is because I have never seen a property that is 5 acres that close to downtown Dallas with an in-ground pool for $80,000.
Okay, so I'm going to correct you right off the bat, which is there are pictures inside.
Oh, where?
They show a picture of the windows and the floors. They're all hardwood floors.
I am not seeing those pictures.
They've got beautiful double glass doors going out to the outside with a solid hardwood floor. I mean, the inside is amazingly well preserved.
Really? Where are you seeing those pictures? Now you're just cheating me, man. Are they on Zillow?
Oh, hold on. Something's wrong here. Oh, wait. Now I'm depressed. Okay.
You were looking at the wrong one?
No, for some I double clicked on the house, and hold on. This is interesting. So, okay, this house is $79,000, right?
$79,900.
Yeah. They actually have more photographs. So go to the very first photo that's of the boarded up house.
Okay.
Double click on it so it's large. It actually opens up a full picture set that's on at the MLS site. And if you click through that, it actually gives you more pictures, including the inside of the house.
Okay. There we go. Now we're wow. Nice.
And it actually shows the path to a massive green lawn, folks, with beautiful hickory and look like pecan trees in the backyard in the stone path that leads to the in-ground pool. And there's an old barn back there.
Nobody buy this one. I'm going to go look at this one next week. Oh, look at that.
I mean, those floors. Look at those double door windows. I mean, they have them in two rooms. They've got the ones in the main living room that have the curtains. And then the very next picture is another double door going out to the backyard.
This is nice, guys. Oh, man. And it says it's 2,728 square feet. So not bad, just shy of 3,000 square foot. You know, it's bigger than some of them we've posted and smaller than a couple of others. But this is a cool house. And like I said, it's got an in-ground pool, which could be a problem, but it also could be a winner. So I'm not sure why they've boarded up everything, but it could be the fact that it did preserve it and kept out any of the looters from, you know, stealing the copper and things.
You know, here's what I guess. Lancaster last year, how long has this been on the market?
I don't know.
Oh, it hasn't been on the market that long, 23 days.
Okay.
So this might not last until you get there, Colorado. It's only been on 23 days. Back in September, October, Lancaster and that surrounding area had major hailstorms. So it could be that some of the windows got broken.
Gotcha. You know, and you can tell the roof line's a little wavy. There's a, you know, it's going to take some work. You could tell that there's some spots that are not, there's a set of stairs in the back that go up to the second floor. And, you know, they look like there's a couple of boards missing or rotted out. So there's some debris laying on the roof. And, you know, again, it's going to take some work, but this is a smoking deal for being that close to DFW. Well, it's in DFW.
Yeah. To me, it almost looks like what they started to do was build a wraparound porch coming off the master bedroom upstairs. And that's what the staircase was for. Because if you look at the roof line in the back, it almost looks like it was going to be connected at some point, and then maybe they couldn't finish funding it or they couldn't do something. It's just so strange how they did the back. But
yeah.
I agree with you. There's tons of potential there.
It's a great deal. It's right off of Main Street there. Beltline Road is right there, which is a pretty big road. I just never see anything like this. I mean, it looks like it's right down the street from a school, because I see some tennis courts and a track and all that stuff and football field. So it looks like it's right next door to a school. It's completely surrounded by trees. And then outside of that, it looks like the 5 acres are fully treed. But outside of that, you're surrounded by neighborhoods.
Well, yeah, there's neighborhood, and then it's a church next door.
Oh, that could be it. Yeah, that is a church, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a big house across the street which has a farm. Looks like it's row crop. I'm not sure what they're planting there, but it's row crop. And then there's a massive church there on the corner of Beltline and Main Street. That's a big church, too.
Yeah, sure is. Guys, I think that's a winner.
Yeah, so I don't think you're going to have to worry about
that
about
one,
too much, unless the farmer sells his property. I'd say you're probably pretty safe.
I was a little worried about that one when I picked it, again, I really wanted to try and get into the largest metro area I could find with as much land as I could find, and that seems to be the one.
No, good choice, Colorado. So if you want to try to beat Colorado to the punch, again, it'll be listed on Colorado Ron Page. And it's at 1005 West Main Street in Lancaster, Texas. It's 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath. Wow, a lot of bathrooms. 2,700 square feet on 5 acres of land. And this place was built in 1956. Well, they've definitely updated it since then. That house does not look like it was built in 1956.
It's nice. It's a nice spot, guys. And what's cool about it, I've never seen it where the pool is that far away from the house. Did you see that? Did you zoom in?
Yeah, you had to go. You had to walk up the path and it was towards the back.
That's kind of unique. I don't know. I like it, guys. I like it.
Yep, I do too. All right, well, cool. That was a good I was optimistic, pessimistic, kind of bouncing back and forth, going, yeah, big place, yeah, new town, yeah, looks like it needs a lot of work, yeah. But overall, I think this was a winner.
Good.
Especially now that I've seen the pictures inside, that hardwood is awesome.
Love it. Love it.
All right, Colorado. Well, it was an interesting day. We got to talk to the boys from Prepare to Endure, and hopefully their show goes well. And then we got to talk to Cade.
Yep.
And that's great. And I think you should give him a call and go have that lunch. I think that would be cool.
I am. I will. I definitely will.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks very much for your time, Colorado. And last week I forgot to go. We forgot to do the roll call. So why don't you tell everybody where they can find information about the Self-Reliance Expo?
SelfRelianceExpo.com or Facebook.com/SelfRelianceExpo.
That's right. And as always, go to backwoodshome.com, www.backwoodshome.com, to check out the latest stuff that's going on in Backwoods Home Magazine. Get a subscription. You will not regret it. Backwoods Home Magazine is a fantastic magazine for all things prepping, homesteading, and, well, really not survival, but the other two. And if you want to check out their Facebook page, it's Backwoods Home Mag. And for Bubba Da Vinci, you just go to /Bubba Da Vinci. And that's it for this week. Oh, of course. We want to thank Daily Bread, our new title sponsor. We talked about them at the front of the at the top of the show, but we want to make sure we get them covered. They are running some great promotions for us, and we really appreciate their support of the Self-Reliance Expo.
Yep.
All right, guys, until next week, you guys take care and you keep on prepping. All right, talk to you later, Colorado.
Take care.
Bye, guys.
We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.